Some of the best stories didn't start out written. They were told multiple times over a campfire. Stories that you told to the children to calm them, to teach them, or whatever the case might be. That's where this story comes from. The Oneida tribe. They tell glorious stories, and some of my favorite in my research. Today, dear listener, I'm going to tell you one of those stories. So sit back, close your eyes, picture a campfire, and enjoy the story. How the Chipmunk Got Its Stripes, from the Oneida Tribes, as read by Jennifer Haskell. Once upon a time, when the animals could talk, a bear was walking through the woods. A big, strong bear. He was stronger than the others, and he thought that he was pretty important.
I can do anything,
the bear mumbled to himself as he foraged for food. Just then, a tiny chipmunk overheard him and, feeling quite bold, said,
Really? Are you sure?
Of course, he said.
The bear was huffing. And to prove it, the bear knocked over a huge log with its huge giant paw.
See, that was easy. I am the strongest of all the animals. They are afraid of me, and I can do anything.
The chipmunk asked, Can you keep the sun from rising tomorrow?
I haven't tried that before, said the bear.
And after thinking a minute,
Yes, I'm sure I can do that.
You think so? Asked the chipmunk.
Yes, I am certain. I will show you tomorrow morning. There will be no sunrise.
And the bear looked to the east and sat down and waited for the morning. It grew later and later. The sun set in the west, and the bear waited. Chipmunk went to bed, snuggled all tight in his hole with his leaves, and thought merrily of how the bear would be quite disappointed in the morning. Bear simply waited and convinced himself of the mission. Morning came, and the sky to the east just began to lighten, just as it did every single morning. The animals began to wake. The birds began to chirping. Bear mustered all of his will.
Stay in bed, son, said the bear. You will not rise to dare. I, bear, have said it, and so it will be.
But the sun did not listen, and rose just as it always did. Bear was angry, but Chipmunk laughed at him.
You're not as strong as you think you are, said the chipmunk. The strong sun is stronger than you.
Chipmunk's laughter got louder and louder. His tittering began to get the attention of all the other animals. Chipmunk was howling with amusement. Over and over again, he was yelling,
See, bear, the sun came up anyway. Do you see? Do you see? Look, bear, look.
As fast as a flash, Bear reached out and trapped the chipmunk under his massive paw.
I may not have stopped the sunrise, the bear said, but you will never see the sunrise again.
Chipmunk stopped laughing.
Bear, I was only teasing. You are so strong. You're so quick. You're the greatest of all the forest animals. Please take pity on me. It was just a joke.
But Bear held the chipmunk to the ground.
Bear, you're right. I deserve to die for all the awful things that I said about you. And I'm ready to pay for my behavior. Just please let me say one last prayer before you eat me.
Be quick about it. It's time for your punishment, Bear said in return.
I'll be as quick as I can. But I can't breathe. Your huge, strong paw presses me down, and I can hardly squeak. If you lift your tiny paw up just a little bit, then I'll have enough breath for my prayer, and then you can eat me.
Bear lifted his paw just the teeny, tiniest bit, and Chipmunk jumped. He wiggled himself free and dashed for his nest. Bear tried to catch him, and he swung a giant paw at him, but Chipmunk escaped, but not before the bear left three long scratches down his back. And to this day, all chipmunk wear pale scars down their back to remind them of the trouble that can happen when you make fun of other animals. The end. Well, I hope you liked that one. I did. I love chipmunks. And I can just picture a little chipmunk being all sassy to a bear and getting in trouble for it. Can't you? Have a great day, listener.